It's boring to go alone, so take this podcast from Radio 191 FM.
We are joined by the fantastic Crystal Choi from Phoebe Rings. We're going to be talking about Phoebe Rings' new track, Daisy. How are we doing this morning, Crystal?
Oh, kia ora. I'm doing very, very well, thank you.
Nice. I'm very, very glad to hear. When I first heard of Phoebe Rings, I thought it was like a singer-songwriter called Phoebe Rings, but no, it's a band.
Oh my gosh, I get that so much in emails. They'll all be like, hey, Phoebe.
Have you thought of just taking on that as a persona?
Yeah. I mean, I have no problem with that because I love the name Phoebe.
It's a lovely name. It sounds good. It rolls off the tongue very well.
Exactly. It's easy to pronounce and it's great. But the name actually is not related to Phoebe at all. It's actually a Saturn-related name. It's the outermost ring around Saturn. The Saturn rings are all kind of, they have boring names. You've got like the A ring, B ring, C ring, and then you've got the Phoebe ring, which is close to Phoebe, which is the moon of Saturn.
Do you think they'll rename the other ones and have like Ross, Rachel, Phoebe?
Yeah. Ross ring.
Sorry. Very, very, very stupid question. I got another follow-up question about the whole Phoebe thing is, who is Phoebe ringing? Who do you think Phoebe ringing is ringing?
Who is Phoebe ringing?
Yeah.
You mean a band?
I mean, Phoebe rings. Is she ringing anyone or is?
Oh my gosh!
I've got a lot of dumb jokes here this morning.
Yeah, it's okay. That's our Google Drive emoji. We've got the Phoebe ring.
Oh hell yeah! That's awesome. That's so cool. You guys recently at Going Global, which is a bit of an artist showcase up in Tamaki Makaurau. How was that?
Oh, that was very nerve-wracking. Because, I mean, it's weird to have weird to be told that there are all these people, all the music industry people all around the world watching you. Got your one-on-one pitching session and all that. But no, it ended up actually feeling just like a normal gig, and it was at Double Whammy. Very sad that Wine Cellar, our beloved Tamaki Makaurau venue is gone, but then Double Whammy took over, so there still is a venue, a bigger venue now, and it was just nice to play at a fresh venue. It was really cool.
That's real sick. It's funny how overcompensating some of those industries can be, you know? It's crack up.
I know.
Something that I totally picked up from the press release for Daisy is some listed influences for the band Phoebe Rings. And these influences are, Studio Ghibli films, Zelda and Stardew Valley soundtracks, Bossa Nova, the band Stereo Lab, and 90s Korean ballads. I'm really curious to know, what is your favorite Studio Ghibli film and your favorite Zelda game?
I would say for Zelda, it's Ocarina of Time, because actually Ben, our bassist, is the fan of Zelda, not me.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and Ocarina of Time is the only Zelda game that I have played a little bit of, so that's... Yeah. But his idea might be different. But for my favourite Studio Ghibli film would be... I've got two. Can I say two?
No, you're crazy.
It's Spirited Away and Princess Mononoke.
Nice. Very, very solid picks. What's yours, Vizin?
Spirited Away.
I saw Nausicaa in February or March or January, and I really like that. Nausicaa Valley of the Wind.
You've got the old classic pick.
Yeah, man, I just love the design of the bugs in that movie. They're so intense and awesome. The track Daisy is a dream pop banger, but it's extremely dreamy. And you did a great job in the video of making Tamaki suit that energy. For you, where is the place in Tamaki that feels the most dreamlike?
Dreamlike.
Yeah. Where's the dreamiest place in Tamaki?
Oh my gosh. Why am I thinking of the stardom? The observatory? Because you actually get to see the stars.
Oh, sick. Is it like a planetarium type situation?
Yeah, it's a planetarium. Oh, and it's really awesome. It's in the middle of Kumul Park. So you can actually just, enjoy the big park with big trees and then go into an observatory to see the stars later on.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Do they do any film screenings there as well, or is it just...
I don't actually do film screening, but they actually had a, I'm pretty sure they had an Anthony Tonin gig in there.
Ooh, that'd be cool. That'd be real fun. There's a planetarium just across the road from us, and they do film screenings occasionally, and went to go see Akira there, which was insane.
Akira there? Yeah. Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
Have that experience. What is that planetarium?
Oh, it's just the the museum planetarium.
Museum planetarium. Yeah. All right.
It's more like what? How would you describe it, Vincent? It's like a kind of like a mini theater, and you look. You're angled upwards at
it's
this.
It's 20 seats.
20 yeah, 20 30. Seats.
Yeah.
And you look.
Oh, that's so cozy.
It was very very cozy. It was lovely. Cool. Yeah, I kind of got on the song a little bit of a. Maybe like a early Phaser Days vibe on there. Is that one of your influences?
Oh, wow. I love that. Actually, Phaser Days, I would say she was my... her early Phaser Days, I would say, was my video inspiration.
Ah, okay.
Because I really loved the minimalist kind of very classic-looking, handheld-y vibe of the videos, and then that inspired me to have a camcorder video for us.
Nice. Actually, one thing that really reminded me of your video, have you seen the movie Dredd?
No.
It's based on the Judge Dredd comic book.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got Carl Urban. It came out in 2011 or whatever, and there's... A drug in the movie called slow-mo, and it slows down time by 1,000%. And there's some really really dreamy sequences in the film where people are high on this fake drug called slow-mo, and it has the real starry kind of glittery effect that was at the start of your video when you're looking at the pond and the water and stuff. Yeah.
All right.
You can check it out.
I will make sure that I check it out to see the drug reference.
Have you got a new single dropping anytime soon for the band?
We do, but...
Can you announce any details?
Okay. My spoiler is that it won't be new to a lot of you. Because, the EP release is a re-release, so...
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah, and Daisy is the new track, and the other tracks will be older. So, I mean, for people who don't know us, it'll be new. For people who do know us, they'll be like, ah, that song.
Right, yeah, because I was kind of confused, because I was finding old versions of your songs and then looking on Bandcamp, be like, wait, hold on. This came out 3 years ago. How is this? But yeah.
I know, I was confused as well.
No, crack up. I think we only have time for one more question, and Vizin, if you will, please.
What are your upcoming shows? Are you coming back down to Dunedin?
Oh, we wish we can. We will one day.
Because I know it's really expensive to come down as well.
Yeah.
It is a little bit far away, but we'll be so we have 3 shows coming up in November, and one being the Christchurch one, on November the 9th at Space Academy. Dunedin, we will try and do one next year.
Okay, praying on it. And can you announce as to when the EP is set to drop?
It's going to be October 18th, and it'll be on Milky Clear Vinyl.
Cool. Awesome.
That'd be so cute.
Yeah, that'd be lovely. That'd be awesome. And it suits the vibe very well. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning, Crystal. I hope you have a fantastic day. And
you too.
Yeah, we'll have to talk again when the EP comes out.
Will do. Looking forward to that. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, of course. It was great. It was very, very fun. Thank you so much. Thank you. Alrighty, folks, that was Crystal Choi from the band Phoebe Rings talking about the band's new single Daisy, which we are going to play for you right now. Any final words, Vizin?
Nope.
Cool. Awesome. Here is Phoebe Rings with Daisy. I'll see y'all soon.
You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. Find audio like this online at r1.co.nz or wherever quality podcasts congregate.